Dear Rudy, I never managed to catch a glimpse of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer while I was above the Arctic Circle in Sweden, but I may have inadvertently eaten him. I was working for reindeer herder Niels Nutti, a Sami, that's a PC term for Laplander. You see, fruits and vegetables aren't easy to come by when the snow is 6 feet deep. So on a typical day, breakfast was reindeer jerky, lunch was fried reindeer filet, dinner, reindeer jerky again. Not only was I eating them, I was also lassoing them. I learned how to throw a rope around their necks, then hold on while a bounding reindeer dragged me across the snow-covered field on my stomach, although usually they'd see me coming and stampede to the other side of the ranch. Niels doesn't have much human contact. He lives 35 minutes by snowmobile from the nearest road, which is then over an hour by car from the nearest town. So he knows each of his 300 reindeer as if they were his own children, although only a few get names. Not Donner or Blitzen, but Big Dark One with Broken Antlers, and Small White One with No Horns. I felt weird about herding and eating reindeer. There's nothing wrong with the taste. It just didn't seem right. Not only had I seen the Rudolph Christmas special about 15 times, I had had the very personal Rudolph bonding experience during my high school years of living with a series of monstrous, glowing red zits at the end of my nose. But I was determined to have a when-in-Rome attitude, especially after seeing the tourists who visit Neil's Arctic Ranch. The first tour I witnessed consisted of 5 Indian travel agents from New Delhi. When they arrived by snowmobile, the 2 strict vegetarians were horrified when Niels fried up some reindeer fillets. Then another group from England showed up, and, just for fun, I borrowed some of Niels' reindeer boots, strapped a lasso around my chest, and Niels told the tourist I was his cousin, a professional reindeer herder who couldn't speak English. They posed for pictures with me and talked about how quaint I was. My first experience as a tourist attraction. So, in the end, I sort of became one of the locals and learned to appreciate the taste of reindeer. And since I never knowingly ate any with glowing red noses or lassoed any launching themselves into the sky, I'm sure Santa will forgive me this Christmas. Right?